Ladybirds aren't ladies or birds. And fireflies aren't flies, they're beetles.
That's funny. Sometimes animals have names that describe something different than what they are. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. In England, people call a ladybug a ladybird, but it's not really a bird at all. It's actually an insect. In the same way, some people might call themselves a Christian just because they go to church or their families say prayers at mealtime. Now, while those things are good things to do, they don't make you a Christian. The only way to be a Christian is to turn from your sin and believe in Jesus. John 1:12 says, "As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." Now, our story today is called A Name That Fits. "Look, there's a ladybird," cried Olive. Jocelyn dropped her doll on the grass and looked up at the sky. "Where? I don't see any birds, or a lady either. Besides Mom, I mean," she smiled at her mother. Olive laughed. "A ladybird isn't a bird or a lady." She pointed to a small red and black creature crawling its way up the stem of a plant. "That's a ladybird." Jocelyn stared at it. "That's a bug." She placed her hands on her hips. "Why is it called a ladybird when it's not a bird at all? That doesn't make any sense." She shook her head and picked up her doll again. "Most people around here call it a ladybug," said Mom. "That name fits it better, doesn't it?" "Yeah, I guess," said Olive. "My teacher calls it a ladybird, but she moved here from England, and sometimes they have different names for things there." "I can think of another creature with a name that doesn't really fit," said Mom. "What did Dad show you last night?" "Fireflies," said Olive. "He said they aren't flies at all. They're beetles." "That's right," said Mom. "Sometimes people use names for themselves that don't match what they really are either. For example, we can call ourselves Christians, but that doesn't make us Christians." Jocelyn tilted her head. "But we are Christians." "How do you know?" asked Mom. "Does saying so make you one?" "No, I'm a Christian because Jesus died for me and I trusted him to save me. And he did," Jocelyn confidently replied. "I get it," said Olive. "Calling this insect a ladybird doesn't make it a bird, and calling that beetle a firefly doesn't turn it into a fly. And calling myself a Christian doesn't make me one. The only way we can become Christians is by trusting in Jesus." Mom nodded. "When we trust him as our Savior, he forgives our sins and puts his Spirit in our hearts. That's how a person becomes a Christian." Jocelyn bent down close to the ladybird. "I'm not like you," she declared. "You go by a name that isn't what you are. But I don't just go by the name Christian. I really am one." So how about you? Are you a Christian? Have you recognized that you're a sinner and can only be saved through Jesus, who died for your sins and then rose from the dead? Trusting in him is the only way you can become a Christian. Don't be a Christian in name only. Trust him as your Savior today. For more information on what it means to be a Christian, get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is John 1:12.
"As many as received him, Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God."
And our key thought today, trust Jesus to become a Christian. Connect with God with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Read Keys for Kids every day in June for a chance to win a Storyteller, an Echo Dot in July, and a Kindle Fire in August. Complete all 3 months and you could win the Mega Family Game Night. Start now at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.